This podcast is part of the Craftology Radio Network. Visit craftologyradio.com to learn more.
So welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Brewmasters Clubcast. Here is what you have to look forward to in tonight's episode.
Talk about it.
Yeah. I like Ryan's hand gestures right now because he's going, I posted a couple things.
I posted a couple things,
man. Practicing.
Just a few things.
I poop on my pants.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the hands were, but I like
Hey, what's this? I don't know, but here comes another one.
Awesome.
Okay, so a three, a two. Why? Why right then? Why right then?
Oh, my God.
Why right then?
Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever!
Welcome, craft beer. My name is Donnie. This is the official podcast, the Craftology Radio Network, a collection of craft beer and geek news tied loosely together. Here on the Craftology Radio Network, we talk about national stories, local flavors, and our favorite geeky nuggets of pop culture during our favorite show, Craft Beer Geek News. Boys, who here is ready to say hello and enjoyably chipper for this evening? Mr. Raga, how are you?
I'm very chipper this evening, and I'm actually recording this podcast after just getting done with our fantasy football podcast, otherwise now known Pass Me a Draftcast. So very
wait,
excited to be here.
We're changing the name completely?
Oh, completely. And we have a whole new intro. Wait till you hear it. I can't wait for you to hear it. It's awesome. I came up with the lyrics. Corey put the music together. Grungy. It's awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
There's a fun tease for everybody there.
Yes.
Let's see what these garage band heroes came up with.
Pass me a draft. Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
It's just a little teaser. Little teaser. But I'm doing great, Donnie.
All right. And Mr. Lossman, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, as always. I actually couldn't be more fantastic if I was.
Really?
Well, if I was.
You could be Mr. Fantastic.
Well, okay, wait, way to one-up me, man. Ah, jeez. Oh, there it goes. There goes that smile. No, I'm kidding. I'm still pumped. All right, let's get it.
Well, speaking of being pumped, I'm glad you're here, and I have a few stories for you boys this evening, actually. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great night. But who has something to kick us off with our what are you drinking, what are you going to drink segment? Because I've got two doozies. One not so much. The other, yeah, pretty incredible. But we'll see what happens here and see what you guys think. Anyone want to kick it off, or you want me to go first? I'll go first.
Yeah, you should probably go first.
Because
yeah.
I got two, technically.
Yeah, I think you should.
And then I'll interrupt with my one.
Yeah. No, this is no new beer, but it's called, what, the Guayaberry, Ryan? I think that's what it is.
Citra
Pale Ale from Cigar City. It is an incredible beer. I've had this actually in the fridge for a while. I think I alluded to it because we got the Cigar City Spring Sampler or something like that. And it had a bunch of beers that were really delicious. It had Florida Man. It had this beer. It had the Belgian is the Florida Man. It had Cigar City. It had High Low. It had High Lie. And then it had the Guayaberry. And the reason I like this one, the Guayaberry, which I keep saying wrong, is because it basically takes, you know, Florida native guava and puts it into a really nice Citra Pale Ale, which is just a fantastic like finishing beer. It's fruity. It's dry. It's crisp. And it's got like this nice. It all just like meshes really well together. It's not like you know, last episode I think I brought on the
Sequench.
I brought on the Dogfish Head Sequench. Thank you, Laos.
You are welcome.
And it's not exactly the same. Not as much salt, not as much like pucker to it. But the fact that it's like a nice citrusy kind of drinkable pale ale, I really do enjoy. So always love this beer. It's great for the summertime. It's very functional when you're trying to like mow the grass and be outside, be by the beach. But that's why I love it. So that's what I brought. About 5.5% alcohol. Again, just American pale ale, but very citrusy, but not overbearing, not sour, not tart. It's very drinkable.
I love mowing the grass at the beach. A lot of people don't, mostly the lifeguards and a lot of the patrons of the beach because there's no grass. But I love it. That's one of my favorites.
That's good.
Yep.
It's good. Well, speaking of things you love, what'd you bring? Because I have another little ditty I'm going to save for later.
I know. I'm the filler. I get it. I have.
You always are. Tough outside, creamy inside.
That's me as a chocolate, I suppose. Oh, there was that smile. But I have something that a buddy of the show, a very good friend of the show, Jut, has brought back from the Keys. During all this COVID, during all this craziness, he went to the Keys for undisclosed reasons. I have the Sun
wait, let's unpack that. Undisclosed reasons, or was it just a vacation?
I didn't want to say. It was their anniversary, him and his wife. And he was nice enough to hit a couple breweries and bring me back a couple brews. Like, one of them is for you. That'll be arriving in the next week. But yeah, so he grabbed a couple beers, and
I'm just happy you disclosed that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that goes out to all the Juts out there. yep, happy anniversary, belated. But in any event, he was very nice enough to bring a beer that I'm just not familiar with. Because I've never been to the Keys. I'm a bad Floridian. I get it. I know it. I should go to the Keys. I will do that very soon. But he brought back the Sun Session IPA. It's a session IPA from the Florida Keys Brewing Company. And I gotta say, I don't do a whole lot of sessions. Those usually aren't my MO. I tend to avoid those. I steer towards the IPAs and whatnot. But this is a very crisp session. So it has a very brute sort of taste to it. I'm literally popping it for the first time circa like a minute or two ago. But in all honesty, it's a very dry taste, but it's not bad. The taste sort of almost evaporates within 10 to 15 seconds after sipping. So I would say it's very dry. I don't know a whole lot about this particular brew because, again, I didn't procure it. But it is, they have a living the island life and drinking the local beer sort of mentality. But
yeah,
it actually
very good.
Is. I would definitely pick this up again at any sort of, again, a more localized sort of brewery or tap house or anything like that. I don't have a whole lot of notes to go on, but it's just a Sun Session India Pale Ale. I'm enjoying it. Very light, very crisp. Can't say anything bad about it. So it's good on the
very good.
The Lost Man scale. Yep.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it. That sounds good. I can't wait. You said he's got a couple extra that we're going to talk through a little bit later.
Well, this was a one-off. I have two of the other kind that he brought up, and I won't throw any teasers out there yet, but me and Donnie will be reviewing, I don't want to speak for him, but reviewing the same beer coming up here shortly. I just need to make it out his way and hand him one. So, going to be a good time.
10-4. Yeah. No, it's great. Love it. All right. That sounds awesome.
No, the only thing that I will say is that I've been very much enjoying a good friend of mine's. They opened up Pie Road Mead Works over in Odessa, and their mead is just amazing. So if you guys are anywhere near the Odessa, Tampa, Odessa area, if you can get up there to Pie Road Mead Works, that's really what I'd like to be drinking right now. And they've got some like 5%. All day drinking kind of meads coming off their taps. It's just really incredible.
Aren't meads just like super sweet?
They can't be. Well, I mean, they're brewed mostly honey and different flavorings and of course yeast. But there's really not a whole lot to the process. But the recipe is key, and they're very passionate about it. And I love them to death. They're amazing people. So just wanted to throw them a little spotlight there because that's I think last couple days had a lot of their meat, so but they also brew things that are 14%, so there's some crazy stuff that they come up with. I fucking love it.
Well, and that's the reason I thank you for sharing that. And the reason I ask you that is because I have something that I'm about to show you guys here that makes a plethora of different things, mead being one of them. And I wanted to just get your opinion on this because I think you might or might not be like super enthused, but I can't tell. I also can't tell if this is like a thing that is like great or a thing that is like bad that comes out of this industry. So I just want to get into it. But thank you for sharing that.
It kind of sounds like a mead to know basis.
We'll see. What I'm getting at, the second thing I had that I brought to the conversation today, have you guys heard of this before? It's a Bruzy kit. Have you heard of these?
Negative.
No.
You haven't heard of this, Ryan? So basically, it's a Bruzy, they point themselves, or they like position themselves in the market as an easy peasy wine making and cider kit, right? And we're both home brewers, Ryan. Like we know like what this is all about. But the beauty of this kit is that they literally make it for your basically you know, whatever the hell you want to do with like a gallon or a half gallon of juice that you'd buy from the store. They supply you with the necessary and pre-positioned, I'm just going to flip through this kit real quick, but the predetermined stuff that you need to make. Sorry, this isn't on video, everybody, but there's three stoppers here. So these are your airlocks, and they fit like basically the, what the hell is Ocean Spray, like Crayon apple juice or like, whatever you buy?
Like a Minute Maid? Yeah.
They have yeast packets that'll make, I think each one makes 3 or 4 bottles of wine. And so you can essentially make about a gallon, I think, of wine or cider off each of these kits. And all they are wine yeast that's very quick acting. And I think it takes 5 days. So you literally put your, you pour out a little bit of your juice from your Ocean Spray cranberry juice. You put in, you know, a cup and a half of sugar. You add one of these packets of wine, quick acting wine yeast, and then you basically let it sit for 5 days. And after that, you've got anywhere between 10% to 15% booze alcohol rating wine or cider, and you can let it age in your fridge, or you can drink it after 5 days. I am putting their shit to the test, and the reason I'm doing this is actually for Mother's Day. so there's a thing that's gonna happen here, and I won't surprise anybody with this thing, but yeah, basically like I got my mom the same kit because I wanted to show her kind of what it would be. She's gonna be away, and I'll be farther away, so we're gonna brew. My plan is that we'll brew wine at the same time and a cider, or she'll brew wine and I'll bring a cider at the same time. And within a few days, or in a week, or in 5 weeks, or in 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, or whatever it is that, you know, that we decide to make it wait, we'll test it and see how it comes out. But it's about $30 a kit, and you get 3 packets of yeast, 3 of those airlocks, and you can do, I think, anywhere between 6 to 12 bottles of wine for $35. It comes out to about $2 a bottle of wine. It's interesting. Now, I know very well that you can go to Vetter Brew. You can go to any other, you know, homebrew supply store and buy fast-acting yeast like that for, you know, $5 or whatever. And you can just make a bottle of wine, whatever it is. But with the ease of use of putting it literally in a plastic container that they sell juice at the store, adding a cup of sugar and just making wine or cider or mead, Ryan, out of it, it's really interesting to me. Because you can also make mead out of this. All you have to do is boil some water, add some honey to it, add the appropriate amount of sugar, same amount of yeast, and you make mead. You brought up mead, the same, you know, the same conversation here. So like out of 3 of these or 6 of these kits that they enable you to make this much wine, I'm going to try some really weird crap. Part of that's going to be wine. I'm going to try some cider. I'm going to try some mead. And I want to see if these Bruzy kits really hang up. If you Google these things, they have the shittiest online YouTubers or whatever influencers endorsing this product. Like, I can't believe it. I'm like, I just want to see what it is. And it's like horrible to get anybody else, you know, to so trust me out there, everybody. I'll make a video of it, and I'll put it out there, and I'll tell you A, what it takes, B, how it is, and C, my thoughts in the whole process. But I'm just excited to try it because as a home brewer, I'm like, there's no way it's as easy. We'll see.
So you're really just you're fermenting out of like bottles of orange
plastic
juice. Plastic bottles. So
yeah,
the only thing that I would say is that you got to put a little bit of sanitizer water, you know, in those excuse me,
bottles.
No,
the caps.
The, yeah, You gotta put a little sanitizer water in those.
They don't even say sanitizer water. They just say regular use tap water. They say use tap water and it should bubble. Well, so you see what
it'll
happens.
It'll bubble. Yeah. But that's to avoid any sort of infection that you could get, you know, from you know, getting into the beverage. But that's actually kind of a cool concept. Like,
it's a really cool concept.
Going to the grocery store, picking up, you know, orange
couple
juice.
Half gallons of orange juice. Orange. I want to try orange pineapple.
There's a lot of natural sugars in those, and then just come home. You pitch your yeast, and there you go. You got
to. Well, you add about a cup of sugar. You have to add about a cup of sugar to a half gallon of any kind of juice, any kind of Ocean Spray juice you get. But the crazy thing is that you can do it in the container, which is just bizarre.
That's very interesting.
I'm very interested just to see how it comes out, just to have like a little bit of homebrew, like wine and cider and mead. Because I think the mead thing is going
to
be interesting.
As opposed to glass?
5 days. 5 days is all it takes. And you never secure a lid on. So you basically put that airlock on. So you put the airlock on for 3 days to cold crash it for 2 days. You just take the cap and you put it back on. You just take the cap, you put it back on. You don't actually screw it. You just put the cap back on top of the bottle and put it in your fridge for 2 days. After 5 days, it's 15% wine.
Wow.
I find it really hard to believe, but they say also that every week that goes by, if you do it for about 2 weeks, then it's pretty much what you would hope for. So I'm going to try one at the 5 days, like they said, and I'm going to try a cider, and I'm going to try, a wine that's actually been aged for more than 5 days for 2 weeks or so. So we'll see. I don't know. It sounds bizarre, but I got it because, again, my mom travels and she's here now, and then she's going up north for the next 6 months. She's a snowbird, essentially. So it'll be fun to like compare wine notes and what we've learned from doing this kit. And the beauty of the kit, again, is it's not that expensive. The kit I bought for her has some extra stuff on it, but the baseline kit, and this is not an advertisement for Bruzy, it's like $30 or something like that. And you can do, I think it's 12 bottles of wine, which is a lot of wine to make.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'll keep you guys updated, but
Let me know how it tastes.
I definitely feel like the Kool-Aid guys either pissed about this or hammered off of this. Like, I don't.
Can you really do that with Kool-Aid or Gatorade?
You can't do it with Kool-Aid. You can do it with tropical punch, like fruit. You know, like fruit punch. Like the
what about? Freaking, already made Kool-Aid. Like, I mean, that they have a tropical
there's a lot of sugar
punch.
In that.
Yeah.
Sometimes there isn't, though. I think they use, like, artificial sugar for a lot of that, too. So, like, I don't know. But with juice-wise, you can do just about anything. So we'll see. But tropical,
I think that's awesome.
Tropical punch is a weird thing. I saw this, like, 6 or 7 months ago, and I've always wanted to try it. And then I just – they had something that popped up my feed a couple months ago, and I was like, man, I'm just going to like put this in my back pocket. And now it's a good opportunity just to try it. And I'm like, yeah, see if mom makes limoncello. She makes all sorts of stuff. So I'm like, we'll see if she likes to try this out. And at least we can compare like wine flavors and stuff. And I think that'd be kind of cool. So you would imagine the consistency, right, would be there. It's you half a packet, you add this much sugar, you get this one juice off the shelf. Like, it's got to be easy. And it doesn't require the cleanup that it takes to, like, make.
Oh, man, imagine getting, like,
a five-gallon.
Like, Dole's pineapple juice, like, straight out of the can, putting it into, you know, a bottle. And just putting your airlock on there.
Yeah,
like,
you can.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't recommend reusing plastic that you've already fermented in. But
you
could
use
fresh.
Wine bottles. Like wine bottles that you have at the house.
Well,
you could just use those.
If those airlocks hold.
The airlock is what I understand is it's universal. So that's the cool thing. So we'll see. I don't know. We're going to play with it in the plastic bottles as they tried it out. But yeah, bruzy.com. If anybody
good
wants,
on
or
you,
get,
Bruzy.
I think it's called getbruzy.com if anybody wants to try it out. I think it's a really unique concept. And as a home brewer, I think it'd be interesting to try. So that's my whole intent. But
I like it too.
Interesting. Well, I'll keep you guys updated. Again, we don't have a lot of time to dick around here with Bruzy and whatnot, but I wanted to share that. So that was the second thing I had. I'm glad you guys are intrigued, and I'll keep you updated. And trust me, once I have something to drink, I'll share it around with you guys because, we're good to go.
So. You and me both, brother.
Good to get back to normal society.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of normal society, BrewDog's back in the news. We talk about them whole lot.
Wouldn't be normal without BrewDog.
No. Of course. Their latest.
Oh, their what's latest, going on now?
Their latest revelation is that BrewDog is hitting Las Vegas.
Of course they are.
BrewDog, Las Vegas.
If you haven't seen their latest, check out their Twitter.
Nice. Thank you.
It's BrewDog USA on Twitter, and you can check it out there. Links in the description here. But they have officially signed a lease for a rooftop space in the heart of the main strip. You can expect an amazing rooftop urban forest, an on-site brewery, in a secret event space, a retro game zone, and a special edition of Elvis Juice. Who, my friends, is ready?
Not me.
No one. No one's ready.
Yeah.
No one's ready.
You know, I was talking to somebody today, like, is Vegas a vacation destination? Like, do you actually feel like you went on a vacation? You just feel like worn out by the time you're done. Like,
that's what a vacation is, though.
Well, is it? Yeah. Is it really?
Is it?
I've been on.
You
cruises.
Ever been to Disney and felt relaxed when you got home?
No.
Hell no.
Yeah, right. It's a vacation.
I've never gone on a vacation and felt relaxed when I got home. Period. Like, I need a vacation for the vacation, but still.
That's why it's a vacation, my friend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But this sounds fun. They
sounds
just
stupid.
These, it sounds what sounds stupid fun. They just do these gimmicky things, and I fucking love it. I don't think have we ever had their beer.
We've tried it once. Yeah, BrewDog. We've tried. I think one of us had it. I want to say it was me. I don't know though.
I think it was you. Yeah.
Well, because they're out of England, right? Like they're out of.
Well, they're out of the
Europe.
UK, but they've also remember they built the Ohio Hotel,
Cleveland.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. They have a couple other things. Yeah. They've got distribution in the United States.
They got they got their BrewDog kit, is what it is.
Correct. They also have that.
But yeah. There's like a BrewDog kit. Okay.
Yeah, we did BrewDog from Pico Brew had a brew. It's weird shit. So you're like, I don't know. I don't.
Well, good on them. They're always coming up with something to stay relevant.
Remember they had the cruise boat. They had the TV station. They had the hotel in Cleveland. It's like, ooh.
They're going to Vegas, so even better. So fuck right on
them. They're like.
A zit that won't go away?
Yeah, I can't compare it to anything. It's like I don't like I don't like them for a number of reasons. I can't tell you any one of them. Maybe because they're too flashy. I just
like a megalomart. I don't know. Like they're just
trying too hard.
They're trying really, really hard.
They're like that punky
guy
that's going after the girl, you know, when they've been with her, but then like the other guy's just like, I just showed up, I'm from Reseda, and then we have, you know, Cobra Kai and all that shit, like that kind of thing.
That got really in depth. that whole situation just unfolded.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I know.
I just bonsai tree. I just don't know what to make of them. Like, I don't know if they're like, are they being serious? Like, I just don't. But eventually, you know, over time, if they can just get enough successes from whatever the hell backing they have, then they'll be fine.
So
that's
the Jurassic
what it takes.
That's the Jurassic Park defense. I mean, you just explained it. They're like, well, over time, a few people
will get enough money.
Yeah, but we'll get all the money. We got it.
We'll get you an Indosaurus Rex, and by then we'll have enough money from BP Oil to afford this.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you just explained the plot line of Jurassic World, and anybody who this is a spoiler to, that's shame on you, because that movie came out several years ago.
Yeah. Well, anyways, still I don't know. Classic. We, for some reason, we always track those guys. And this is the latest crazy thing they do. Eventually, they're like the pickle that you throw against the window for the pickle races, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, the pickle races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a Billy Madison reference.
Ryan? Yeah, I was about to say, Ryan?
The slice pickle?
Oh,
yeah,
well,
it's a burger. You take it off a burger,
kind of,
you slap it against the window,
don't know what kind of
and you
pickle.
See who goes first.
I'm thinking a full, like, you know, they elongated, just, thick.
They throw the pickle
you would,
out of their burger.
You would
say,
think
go,
of that, wouldn't
go,
you?
Go. It's, yeah. To everyone who I just ruined their driving to work, I'm sorry. I just shouted, go, into your Honda Civic. I apologize.
Oh, you'd be fine.
Ryan needed to be reminded of the situation. My apologies.
Go to White Castle in Orlando.
Don't.
No.
Don't.
We are not on that section yet. We are on. Okay, fine.
Oh, wait. Wait. We jumped. Is that on here? I didn't read all the show notes. Okay. Well, it's on there now.
It's not on here. Okay. Anyways, we're moving into, as Ryan mentioned, we're moving into our Geek News section. Drink it on in, send it on back. And what he was referring to was the 2.5 hour line for the Orlando White Castle.
That sounds so terrible.
Yeah, the Orlando White Castle that finally opened outside Disney World had a 2.5 hour line, I think.
World's largest.
The only thing that would make that beneficial would be if you're watching, like, Lord of the Rings, the first one, while waiting in line. Like, you got to have a theme. You got to have a plan going into this.
Like,
spend
almost
2.5 hours.
Almost like two movies that were dedicated to going to White Castle. Like...
You could do that.
It'd be weird if they had those.
Yeah, I don't think they exist. If there a single movie
Harold and Kumar?
You got it. You nailed it.
You got it.
They went to White Castle. I mean, you could watch that. You could watch that.
You could watch
You could probably watch Endgame, you know? You could probably
watch any other movie?
Anyway. That wasn't really even on the list. So
no, it's not on
really
the list.
No, it wasn't. That's a personal. Still, that's a personal.
2.5 hours for a goddamn White
Castle
burger?
I'd do it. For a Crave case. You don't talk about one burger. You know you talk about a Crave case. This is a hot topic for me.
I'd rather wait in line on a Sunday for Chick-fil-A to open up on Monday.
I'd rather fight you in a Chick-fil-A parking lot. I mean, I'm not going to fight you.
I'm just saying. Like... 2.5 hours for a damn burger? Like, send your Uber Eats guy. Like, I bet half those cars in that line were Uber Eats anyway. Like, they're just like, wow.
I bet half those Uber Eats guys hated the fact that they joined Uber Eats. Like, who cares? Give me those
like,
tiny burgers.
That line is cut in half if all the Uber Eats guys are just like, nah, I'm going somewhere else. Like,
I don't know.
Anyway,
I can
sorry.
Fight this all day.
I could tell. I could see Donnie's face right now, and we're just getting way off topic. Like,
yeah, White Castle is a passion project of mine, so let's just move on.
I do love their burgers.
You better.
I was trying to convince you guys that I was frozen, so I wouldn't say anything.
You almost got me. No joke, you almost got me. I was about to say, I feel like he's frozen. Yeah, no, you almost got me. It was the mid-scratch.
I can't wait for COVID to be over.
Yeah, it was the mid-scratch. Yeah.
It's already over. It can't be over any further.
It's not over yet. Anyways, speaking of things being over... You know what's not? Wakanda Forever. Wakanda Forever!
Wakanda Forever!
I don't want to shout over you guys, but yes, I agree.
Before we get into the big news today, we had to admit that...
Felt like a kid.
Well, it was really crazy. So Marvel released this is all things Marvel on today, which we haven't referenced yet. What today is, please don't. On today, Marvel referenced this, and what they basically said was the only thing that was news, essentially, was that Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, is the new title for the movie, and it's coming out on July 8th, the day after Laos' birthday, 2022, because they know how much Laos loved the original Black Panther, which everybody did.
I really did.
It was great.
Yeah,
Black
I
Panther
really
was
did.
Fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
It was really good. Agreed. It was really good, and I don't know how the hell they're going to do it without Chad... You know, Chadwick Boseman, but man, Wakanda Forever, it's a good title. I'm so excited for it. It just makes me feel like it's gonna be something. So I'm really, really excited for that. And it was so weird that this whole clip was 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. It was the Marvel, basically, this is what's coming now that COVID is dead, as Ryan said, which is not accurate. But as COVID is going away, they're like, we'll see you in the movies. And they were like, we're going to have 4 Marvel movies every year until you die, you sons of bitches.
Oh, and they did a great job, Donnie.
Yep.
That 3
they
minutes.
They really did.
Like, I felt for a moment in time.
Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
The inner child in me just like screamed, yay. Like, I fucking loved it. I cried. I was happy. I'm so happy.
And way to be, because I felt like I was so excited because they went actual trailer or like snippet of trailer, actual snippet of trailer, actual snippet of trailer, and then they went, there's no trailer. There's no trailer. And then they went, there's a release date. there's maybe a release date. And then it just sort of kept going. And I was like,
the last thing.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're like the Google TV of like me figuring out shit about new movies. Like, you just sort of like, you keep giving me like exactly what I need to know, but like nothing more. So.
Well, it was cool because the very last thing, and if you notice it, if you watch that last frame, what they fade on is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
There's the Marvel logo.
Was that Fantastic Four?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was Fantastic Four over the Marvel logo, or under the Marvel logo with no release date.
But how do they do Fantastic Four with Chris Evans?
No.
Without Chris Evans.
They've already done it without Chris Evans.
But
I'm just saying
he was Flame. You know.
So there was a black man that was also Johnny Flame or whatever his name is, and it's not Johnny Flame. That's not his name.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Flame on. Well,
you can't just say Flame on. I'm just saying, and run away from your problem.
They've already canceled the previous one, so the other ones just don't exist. They're not canon. They're not real. It's like the old Spider-Mans. Wait until they make a multiverse thing, then maybe they'll be there. The beauty of Marvel is that they can do that, and they are going to do that. They're going to make a multiverse where there is a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man coming back to the Marvel universe. I'm just telling you guys that.
That's weird.
It's happening.
That is fantastic.
I don't know if it's going to be the one that says no. I think it's because you also saw in that same trailer, Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yep.
No Way Home. Multiverse. That's all it means, multiverse. He gets stuck in the multiverse.
Is that just Tobey Maguire, like, just fucking breakdancing? Like, beep,
well,
deep, deep, like,
they've made
there's
yeah,
so
I hope.
Many cool things.
As, like, dark Spider-Man just breakdancing, just out of, like,
well,
in and out of clubs. He's like, whoop, doop, doop,
doop. Well, what's not in that clip, though, too, is, I mean, because there's been other things out there, too. I don't know if you've seen it or not. There was even, like, something else that I saw was maybe, like, a fan-made thing. I don't know. Like with Wolverine trying to get introduced to all this whole thing too, so there's a ton of stuff coming in the next 2, 3, 4 years with Marvel in some shape, form, capacity or another, and I cannot wait. Black Widow? No, White.
Black
Widow.
Well, Black Widow's next, but didn't you see that? No, Deem saw the Eternals already.
Eternals. There's that.
Correct.
There's
that one,
Spider-Man,
me.
No Way Home. Like, there's all these different things, and then
Angelina Jolie is in the Eternals, just so you know.
With what we just got with Winter Soldier and Falcon, like, holy shit!
It had nothing to do with the TV.
No,
it had nothing to do with TV. That's the beauty of it.
Those are the segues. Those are the segues. Well, I know these are the movies, but like these are the segues to like open up the new universe for what we're gonna get next. With Marvel, it's freaking amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah,
how can
really
you
is.
Ever want to cancel your Disney Plus account? Like, you can't.
You can't.
You got Mandalorian to look forward to. You got Star Wars shit to look forward to.
You got
Marvel shit to look forward to. Like, there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on right now. That's like my number one platform.
Yeah, well, I mean, just right now, I'm sorry, Lance, were you going to say something?
So excited.
I hadn't. It was an offhanded comment I was going to make because a friend of the show, Chet, pointed out that Frontier is doing a campaign of sort of sales and whatnot, like marketing and whatnot, where they were
free Disney Plus.
I'll get you the picture. I can get it on our Facebook group. But they were literally they've adopted animals to use as all their like characters, and they did a Mando low fares sort of marketing thing. Where there's animals that are all the characters of Star Wars. Like, I'm going to get that picture. I'll put it up on Facebook. But there's like a baby otter instead of a baby Yoda. Like, and they're all just slightly off. It's not. No, don't be too sad about it or happy about it.
It's not officially licensed by Disney.
No, yeah, it's not. They used animals for the entirety of it. But it's the whole cast. Like, there's a Wookiee, there's a Mando, there's a... It's all just slightly off. So sorry. In any event, we can move on. But that was something worth mentioning.
No, you don't have to be sorry. No, don't be sorry. We haven't talked about the Star Wars part yet. What I was saying to Ryan about the Marvel movies, though, dude, is like you have no idea. Just like as Laos was saying about the Star Wars stuff, that it took them the popularity of season one to be like, hey, we're gonna put Boba Fett in it, Ahsoka, a couple other characters that you wouldn't have known, like, you know, the Mandalorian princess lady and some other stuff, like Bo-Katan and her team. Like, there was a whole lot of other stuff that just spurred up out of like one season of a Star Wars show. Imagine what happens when they release something like a one-off weird Marvel movie or something that we didn't expect to really enjoy, and then people just love it. They didn't even release the movie that we thought was coming, which is called Miss Marvel, and I think that's going to be a Disney Plus show. But they had the movie that was slated right before Black Panther 2 was called The Marvels, which is also like a weird thing. So like, there's so many weird weird little things that can spin out of this. I'm more excited not only just to like watch four movies a year again, like Marvel was intended to do, but to do like whatever weird shows spin out of these, because they will, and that's what they learn with Star Wars, and that's what they're going to learn with Marvel. So I'm just excited for that part of it. Really, like, what else are we going to get? That's what I'm most excited about.
That's the unknown, man. That's what I'm super excited about.
I don't even
know what to think.
But speaking of things we're excited about, since Ryan is being so quiet.
I've been very vocal this entire podcast.
Even fine. Today, boys and girls, is May the 4th. And we don't normally divulge the date, but man, we talked to Disney and they were like, hey, can you guys put your May the 4th here on our like little podcast schedule? That'd be great if you could do that. They said, yeah, sure, that'd be fine. Mr. Disney himself actually said it was cool. He's still here. His frozen head from underneath the castle at Disneyland said it. He said we could do it.
John Q. Disney?
Yeah, John Q. Disney.
Wow. Yep.
There it is.
Yep, Junk Disney. That's what we call him back in the studio, and that's how he'll always be known.
Junk Disney.
Yeah.
Junk with the Q. Junk. As Law said. Anyways, but yeah, no, that's exciting. So happy, you know, May the 4th with you boys. Just wanted to say that before we get too far into this. We should have said at the top of the show, but, you know, it wasn't all about Star Wars, okay?
Yeah, I actually, to Ryan's point, I don't celebrate today. I do not celebrate today. I celebrate tomorrow.
You don't celebrate May the 4th?
Correct. I celebrate tomorrow. And that would be...
Cinco de Mayo.
Well, no, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo, but it's also the Revenge of the 5th. That is my particular subscription, because I'm entitled to do so, and...
Understood. Well, I was thinking tacos and cervezas, but, you know.
Oh, we do that in the fifth, like the Sith, but, I prescribe to the dark side, so I don't, today is this one.
I literally was telling somebody about that today. I was like, my brother actually does the dark side.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The dark side of the Empire? I was like, both?
Yeah. No, I mean, I literally, somebody...
The dark side somebody, or the Empire?
Somebody emailed me today at work, and they said, you know, they go, May the 4th be with you. And I said, I'm sorry, I prescribed to Revenge of the 5th. And they go, oh. And I go, well, I was like, sorry, that's just my day. I don't know what you want from me. Well,
that's what you should say, yes.
Actually, I said for the anyways, Chancellor, okay. But yeah.
For the Chancellor.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to say it. Anyways, so yes. So basically what today is May 4th. May the 4th with all of you always out there on the podcast network there. But basically what it is, it's a big day to sell a bunch of Star Wars merchandise, which is cool. I don't. Here's the problem with me and Star Wars merchandise. I can buy one or I can buy all of them. There's no in between, okay? If I buy one, I've bought as many monies as I have. If I don't buy one, then I don't have any of them, and I haven't spent any money, except for a $180 lightsaber that I built, which is now you don't even have to worry about that, because they built a functional lightsaber that Disney actually made now. So, like, I want to throw this into a meat grinder immediately so I can get the next one. What I want... They have an actual lightsaber that just you push the button, it comes out, and then it goes back. It's retractable. It's fucking incredible.
I've seen it.
I think it's only going to be available for like the Starliner cruise line until they can make like a PC version they can actually sell to people. But as soon as they do, I'll buy that, because that's incredible and I need it. I just have to have it. So that's my Star Wars thing. I can't buy all this crap that's here for such a good deal, like all these games and stuff from Star Wars. I just can't do it because I'll buy them all. I can only buy one thing, or I can buy everything. So that's just me.
I might. I mean, Kyber Crystal prices are up. I might make a sweet deal on that.
You're in that Kyber crypto?
Oh, Dogecoin? Yeah. Dogecoin. How is that not a thing? Kyber crypto? Is that not a thing?
Oh, we should make it.
We should.
It costs a lot of money. I actually tried to make a louse buck recently. It costs a lot of money to make an actual cryptocurrency.
Wow.
It costs many thousands of dollars.
Why are we not
crypto.
Trying to make a louse buck? I'm totally. I'll give you all my money.
How much you got?
I mean, this is what could be on the dollar. Just like a solid.
I just wanted to make a fictitious currency that we could trade amongst ourselves.
What
and
do
see,
you
like,
think
who had
crypto
the most.
Is?
So I've actually jokes on
it's
you.
Fictitious.
I've been doing this.
It doesn't make any sense.
I've been doing this for years. So I've been slipping them into my coworkers' pockets and whatnot. They're currently.
I think you should make them out of paper and just hand them out.
Well, they're currently called Joshy Bucks, but they're not taking off well.
No, we don't need Joshy Bucks. We need Louse Bucks.
Joshy Bucks is the Ethereum to Bitcoin. There's Louse Bucks, and then there's Ethereum, and there's Louse Bucks and Joshy Bucks. Joshy Bucks are the Ethereum. Who's booming right now, by the way?
We need not put this on the podcast. We need to cut this out because there's people out there going to make Louse Bucks a thing, and we created it. You created
Louse Joshy Bucks.
Yeah. Louse created it. And,
I created Joshy Bucks.
Donnie created it. Like, I'm just happy to be part of it. I want to get in now because it's going to skyrocket to the moon.
I
want to
get in now.
You should get in on Joshy
I've got $1,000 for a million Louse Bucks right now.
I can take that.
Can we please get back on topic? We can talk about this afterwards, please. Can we get you back to May the 4th?
So excited.
Guys?
So
sure.
Excited.
Okay. All right.
See that?
Donnie, you can cut that part out. Anyway,
I'm going to cut all of it out.
Yeah.
Or there maybe put some of it in the middle. I'm not sure.
But we need to see.
Anyways.
Yeah.
May the 4th. Dude, so essentially it's just about a bunch of like Star Wars like toys and new things you can buy at the theme parks and whatnot. There were a few announcements that were pretty sweet. Plus a few things dropped on Disney Plus. So you want to start with the announcements or the things that dropped on Disney Plus?
We should do Plus on Plus.
Plus on Plus. So first off, the Art of the Fan collection, something like that. Basically, Star Wars is trying to honor the fact that all these fans have made so much fan material and so much like fan art of Star Wars and how they have for the last 10, 15 decades or whatever it was since the 70s. Basically, ever since Star Wars was a thing, people were making fan art about it. And so Disney finally said, hey, we're going to give you your own space just to showcase this on Disney Plus. And so check that out. A lot of the art there for the shows and the things that you click through the menus are all fan art, which is cool. And then they have an actual special. So definitely watch that. Or at least if you're anybody that ever loved Star Wars, check that out for sure. The more important thing, and I don't think either one of you guys have watched this yet. Please tell me if I'm wrong. But The Bad Batch dropped on Disney Plus today. May the 4th. Did either of you get a chance to even check that out at all?
I didn't. I was working a standard shift, so my apologies.
Oh, no apologies at all. But man, The Bad Batch is basically a set of stormtroopers who were manufactured with the rest of them on Kamino, right? Back before the prequels, or back when the prequels started, Episode 1, Phantom Menace. They talked about this army of clone troopers that was created. The Bad Batch was essentially like the rejects. There was five of them that they identified that were like not ready to go on to actual soldier training. And for whatever reason, they were amplified differently. They grew differently than the other soldiers were, the actual clones. And so these five were kind of collected and put aside. And then they eventually made squad, or I think it's Squad 99, essentially.
Correct.
And they're like ultimate soldiers, they're this, they're that. Everybody's got like a little perk and they've all got their different attributes, but the kicker is that they have like this little unit that really works very well, and they can stack up against like almost an army of opposing forces. So the Clone Wars, they you could probably get the backstory, Lost. The Clone Wars, what they were like there, but they weren't present. They were just kind of like this call in that they would have, and like,
yeah,
I don't know how they fit into the Clone Wars exactly. I just don't remember.
They were similar to the Republic Commandos. The Republic Commandos were, I mean, quite literally right on the same.
In.
Yeah, they were like on Marines. The same wavelength. Yeah. They were the Marines, yeah, basically. Yeah. So they were special operations and whatnot. They participated in operations that were taking place during, like, Geonosis, or the, I should say the Battle of Geonosis and whatnot.
Felucia?
A lot of the big ticket.
They reference Felucia.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, Felucia, yeah, that's a big one. But,
yeah.
So they were pretty much like the secondary force, like the force that went in, I would say, before everything and left after everything. So it's a little hard because, you know, we don't really know when things stopped and started, but they were the additional force that would go in and take care of special operations. And it was awesome. So it's great to see the Bad Batch actually getting a good rep and, you know, some new episodes and whatnot. They're super fun to follow. I followed them. I have not seen this new episode and whatnot, and I don't know where they're going to go with this, but man, I'm so excited about it. It's just, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. The first episode's 75 minutes long. I mean, it's like its own movie.
Sign me up.
So like it's crazy. And the beauty of it, what I thought you'd like the most is that you love the clone stuff and you love the war stuff and the fight stuff. And like the first episode teased it off really well, but with a lot of heart too. So I don't know. I don't get into the cartoons as much, but man, I do enjoy that. But for a May the 4th kind of like secret, sneaky, special thing they threw in there, I was all about it. Ryan, does this tickle your fancy at all?
Absolutely.
Just in general. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's tickled my fancy. I don't know.
Do you like stormtroopers? I mean, like, you know, so yeah. it can honestly be said either which way. Like,
it can be polarizing.
People, yeah, it, polarizing is a great adjective for it. I mean, you could say some people like enjoy the aspect of stormtroopers, or some people are like, eh, they're kind of there or whatever. But like, do you enjoy the fact that like the plight of a stormtrooper? Like, what about Lunch Trooper? Like,
did you watch Clone Wars? That's all.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a very intricate plot or part of the whole Star Wars universe.
Well, it's definitely integral. I mean, dude, literally, yeah. it's like half the universe. Half the universe is like, yeah, I'm with it. And the other half is like, no, screw that. And all of a sudden, you've got this conflict.
I mean, they're not all very smart, but, you know.
What are your thoughts? I mean, so you've seen all of Mando, correct?
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on Lunch Trooper? I know I've brought him up before. Lunch Trooper is the poor bastard who had his lunch tray. And he turned a corner, and all of a sudden, Bill Burr and Pedro Pascal were wanting to get out of there, and they shot him. And the poor guy had like his corn dog and gravy for some weird reason on a tray, and he turned a corner and he was like, "Oh man, how about that weather today?" And then all of a sudden, Pedro Pascal and Bill Burr looked at him and were like, "This guy needs to die." And he was like, "No,
this guy needs to die."
It happened in an instant. Like, this all just happened in the blink of an eye. I'm making it like three times as long as it actually was. But literally, that's what happened to Lunch Trooper. Poor Lunch Trooper turned the corner and was like, "Man, I'm glad they had mustard." And then he turned around and he was like, "Oh." And then
mustard wasn't worth it.
Yeah,
mustard wasn't worth it.
I feel like, dude.
So real quick, let me just do a plug for The Walking Dead, because after The Walking Dead, they do The Talking Dead. I feel like they need like a talking trooper, because they pay tribute to, you know, all the zombies that get killed in The Walking Dead on The Talking Dead. So they need something like that for the stormtroopers that just get like randomly taken off, like out of nowhere. Like, this guy wasn't even paying attention. He just got
that's why
off.
Me and Joe. That's why me and Joe did The Mandalorian for both seasons of The Mandalorian.
Yep. Nope. Absolutely.
It was the immediate commentary after the episode that went on every day.
But did you cover like
no? But that's a good one. We should do that.
Off.
Yeah, like, that's a good one.
He shouldn't have gone back for the mustard.
I'm cutting this out for sure. That's a good point.
Lunch Trooper, that guy is a solid, solid. Just, man, he's a solid trooper. Like,
wow, this is brilliant. Yeah, I love it.
You gotta love Lunch Trooper. I mean, again, my heart goes out because the poor guy was just, he was just so excited it was Chili Dog Day. I can't say anything more.
He was just a hungry trooper.
If you see him, man. Okay, so I've watched the Bill Burr episode of Mando probably five, maybe six times.
It gets better with age.
It doesn't? Really, it's like does. Fine wine? Oh,
it's the actual, I mean, in my opinion, it's the actual best episode. because the more I watch it, the more I'm like, wow, that is incredible.
What do you see with that one? Because here's what I see out of it is like, I get like every time you watch that, you're like, wow, like Bill Burr's digging deep to find out what drives Mando, and he's also divulging a lot of information as like what happened in the in-between times that they didn't show on these movies and shows and stuff, which is like also very
interesting.
Like, wait, that planet that they just abandoned him on and all those thousands of guys died on, like that was a part of the Empire's, oh my God.
It adds so much more depth honestly, it is my favorite episode of all the Mando. I mean, all the Mando that exists currently.
And that's all I want to say about this is that that Bad Batch is the same way. This first episode, at least so far, and I think what this is that Dave Filoni has like gotten, you know, the most amount of attention, and he's had so many successful shows, and he's influenced the Mandalorian so much that now he's got this like lore cloud, right, where he's just like, I'm just gonna pull this and that and boom, and this now makes sense. And all these little idiots that love this thing are going to say, oh my God, they finally gave us, you know, that's the kind of stuff. But the first episode of Bad Batch does that world building. And we talk about it all the time. We talk about Dave Filoni specifically in Star Wars, the world building parts and pieces that he does in the Bad Batch first episode is on par, if not greater than what you learned in that Mandalorian example. So, really good stuff, but I don't go for the cartoons, but I really think I'll be following this one pretty tightly just for the lore, because they divulge so much in that first episode. It's really good.
So, I'm a big fan.
Check it out.
I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Ryan, you gonna watch it? I think you'll love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really think you'll enjoy it. I think it's one of the better cartoon Star Wars there is right now, but also it's the most recent and they've learned a lot, so I think it's really good. You getting the girls any one of these things on this shopping list here we have for Star Wars May the 4th be with you, because the deals are only good for today. I don't know about the video games and things like that, but there's some plushies, there's a baby Yoda Build-A-Bear.
Well, I already
own sale.
Monopoly Star Wars, so that one. Oh, there. Okay. Yeah, I already got that.
So you pretty much run the Monopoly on it.
How about the baby Yoda edition, so you know.
How about the Captain Cardinal electronic helmet for $100? Do you own that one?
I mean, no.
Well, you are an adult. It's fine.
It's not fine. You should have that. You're an adult. You can own that now. Do it. Make that purchase.
That's like, Donnie, that's like three rounds of golf in summertime. So,
you know. I'm just kidding. Right. I'm saying like I don't have that again because I have an addiction. If I buy any one thing, I buy them all for Star Wars. So I can't buy any of them.
That sounds like a problem.
Ryan, you should do it.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, you've been practicing.
I always practice.
Well, speaking of practicing, boys, solid I know pause. That we are all lined up for a big Star Wars marathon this evening. Are we
Heck
not?
Heck yeah.
No, I don't know if I can watch a big Star Wars marathon, but
I'm going to play through
all
the games.
I could do at least one, you know.
Well, solid. All I was hinting at in the video game spectrum is that I know that there's a lot going on in terms of like this is May the 4th, so everybody celebrates Star Wars your own way that you can. They've got a bunch of great video games. I know that Laos and I we specifically bought joysticks just to play Star Wars Squadrons, and I'm happy for that. So I can't wait to get in some of that, you know, later. As things progress here and we get, you know, more and more opportunity to play games and hang out again, now that we're all moving around and doing stuff, it's great. I hope that things, you know, continue to get better out there. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm just happy for Star Wars Day. I love it. I love May the 4th, and I just think it's a fun time to celebrate Star Wars. And as you guys know, I very much appreciate it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Again, some of us celebrate tomorrow, so let's just keep that in mind. Be open-minded. May the 5th. May the 5th be with you, I suppose. Or
Revenge. Yeah.
Revenge of the 5th. But yes, some of us celebrate tomorrow, not so much today. And and there's a cute kitty.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that layer of what's coming tomorrow, we've actually got, there'll be a big update to the YouTube channel that comes tomorrow, and it's not an update per se, but more like some spicy content that we're putting out. We had a developer for a VR title reach out to us and give us a demo copy for a game to review, so that is coming out on the 6th, actually. So this will be the day after Revenge of the 5th. This would be Revenge of the Revenge. No, this would be the Return of the 6th that is coming out. When you'll see that video, but it is a fun, great new VR title that I'm so excited to share and you know, play with everybody. It's basically a D&D kind of like VR adventure. It's super exciting, so I can't wait to share that with everybody. But yeah, that's all I have to say for the 4th. Ryan, anything else closes out?
I'm good. I've loved talking with both of you fine gentlemen tonight, so I think it's awesome.
All right, boys. So, well, of course, you can find me at the Craftology Radio. That's Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Like I said, I already teased the YouTube a little bit, but please do check us out on the Facebook group if you haven't heard of us. Craft Brews Geek News there at Facebook. It is an awesome group. We talk about natural stories, all sorts of stuff. So, like, even if you're not local or not a Star Wars fan, you'll still enjoy something that we put out of there. But, Ryan, where can the good kids find you?
Yeah, actually, you can find me on Instagram at Rye_guy813. And you can also find me on the Pass Me a Draft cast, which is underneath the umbrella of the Craftology Radio Network. It is amazing. We talk all sorts of things sports. We'll be covering a lot leading up to the fantasy football, you know, and then into the season for the NFL 2021 season. So, absolutely love it. I love being part of this entire group, this entire family. I feel like it's a family that, you know, we keep staying connected in so many different ways, even during podcast or COVID times. So love it.
Specifically during podcast times, yes. Podcast Mr. Lawson.
These hard podcast times.
These are hard.
We do it to ourselves, really. Hard podcast.
Hard podcast.
Lawson, where can you find you?
Yeah, usually shuffling about, but you can also find me at Mr. Louseman on Twitter. I'm trying to post more and more every single day, and I'm doing okay sometimes. So look all right for me there. Weird stuff. I post weird stuff. That's all.
Okay. Just do all it. Right. Well, or that's don't. Good. Don't well, boys, I think we'll bring this May the 4th be with you. Episode to an end. And as we say at the end of every podcast, Mr. Broodboy 813.
Wakanda forever!
I should have put mine as a question. It was more of a statement. Yeah, I put mine as a question. I didn't know what to do.
Really,
I was following suit.
I hope it sounded really, really good.
Listening to the official podcast of the Brewmasters Club, Craft Brews, and Geek News. Grab a beer with the guys and be sure to subscribe to catch additional content. Add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Chat with the guys on Twitter at Brewmasters Club and Facebook and online at www.brewmasters.club. Cheers!
This podcast is part of the Craftology Radio Network. Listen, we get the Craft Brews and Geek News show is way better than it ought to be. If you'd like to learn more about other shows that we have on our network, please subscribe to the Craft Brews and Geek News podcast. Visit craftologyradio.com to learn more.